Sif Gimel. Shur Shachal by Tisha B'Av. Sim L'Sapra L'Chab. It's the week which is the week of Tisha B'Av. So there's an issur of getting a haircut, L'Chabes, and washing clothing. Even though you're not going to wear the clothing now, you just want to launder them now. But the problem is the laundering itself is a problem. Even though he only has one garment to wear, so you can't launder it. Okay, number one. And items which have been laundered already, there's an issue bein lilbush whether to wear to don them. Whether to lay them on the mita, put new, fresh linen on the beds, handkerchiefs and tablecloths, osur. Okay. What?
What is osur? That's a b'shimush, right?
Osur to use. Well, there's an issue of using them, right?
Right.
Okay. Comes the the kibbutz shalom was mutter, abagiyutz shalom was aser. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Mor says that the kibbutz which we do, the Mor is referring to itself, the water wasn't such good water, etc. Didn't really clean it out too much, so it's not really aser because you're not really doing too much. And therefore, you'd be allowed to. Now, it's not referring to wearing it; it's referring to washing it. In other words, he said there's an issur of laundering, there's an issur of wearing laundered clothing. Two separate issurim. So, in regards to the act of laundering, what we do is not really called laundering. The Shulchan Aruch says because it doesn't really wash it so well. But giyutz is also what's giyutz pirish. So, in the parenthesis, it says ma'afir malav gadim evan cholok lahachlikay. So it's an ironing, and it smooths it out. So that process is also.
Does chibur shalom doesn't apply to ours then?
But we do pashas. The person saying that our kibbutz is much better than good, what they were doing. Kli pishtun ein behem mishum giyutz v'rehem kibbutz shalom umotur. Their nature is even the ironing doesn't really do that much to them, and therefore they would not be usher to launder again. Not they're still usher to use. Klipishtan, freshly laundered klipishtan, but there's no way to wash them to leave it for after Tisha B'Av. Vanimel the gods and lichon arach Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch says, but that's referring to we are going to allow you to do the giyutz on the klipishtan and then leave it after Tisha B'Av. I will also love shem b'shuzul. You cannot put them on. You cannot don them or be metziah them in the case of linen during the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, that's Mikra Din. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, says, "Well, no, good as a minig, lesser or filip klipishin or filip kibbutz shalonu, ben lilbush ben lechabas loniach." So, similar Mikra Din, the Gemara says that these are mutter. But the minig has become to be machmer even a klipishin and even with our kibbutz. So it's like two. Even if we think klipishin, our kibbutz is mutter even by other types of materials. And klipishin not only is kibbutz mutter, but even gives is mutter. That's all my kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael. And giyutz is mutter. So we're being machmer on our kibbutz on klipishin. That's gora chumra. That's the minute. So so the Shulchan Aruch says kibbutz shenog. Since that's become the minute, a person should not be lenient. Kolshkan de'efshar the midina nami yaser. And furthermore, I can tell you the reason why it should be also is because there's those who argue that it's really also mikra din. Why? Sharei yesh mishakosav the kibbutz shalonu kari giyus shel b'nei bavel. What where we live is not the same as b'nei bavel, and b'nei bavel and echanami their kibbutz was mutter, but our kibbutz would be the equivalent of giyus, which we said even b'nei bavel giyus is also. Shem es laban yofa fisham emeim heimachurim. The water which they had was. It had, I guess, minerals, whatever it had in it, which ochre means that it's not clear. So it says their water was not clear. Sheina eretz harimu gvois keretz Yisrael. It wasn't the water wasn't traveling at heights, so it would travels in lowlands, so it picks up sediment and picks up other things from the riverbed, as opposed to when it's rushing down the side of a mountain, those things which are heavier get left behind, and the water runs by itself. So it's a it's more clear. And we could argue, therefore, that in other places where they were mountainous, more mountainous in Europe and even places like that, so that would be more like the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, which is also Mikra Adit. What's gihutz? It doesn't mean ironing, but it rather means haidam mayim be'efer or nesa uberis. It means putting in some type of a detergent. So they would use an ash or neser, which is some type of a soap. Uberis is alum, usually, which is... It's tempting to say something like borax, you know, your 10 mule team, right?
20,
thank you. It's only half of it is effective.
Maybe 10 would be much.
Kibbutz hanab b'mayim levad. So according to this explanation, there is in giyutz and kibbutz. Kibbutz just means the water. And giyutz means using the detergent. So v'zman hazeh en mechabzeh b'mayim levad. We always use the detergent. Nimzeh shekol kibbutz shel zman hazeh havi giyutz. V'asr medina afil b'chli pishtin l'lobshin miyut. And that'll create an iser to wash all garments. And by kli plishtin, which gives us mutter mikir adin, but to wear a maguhatz bag it is also. Okay, and this is all talking about shushachal b'tisha b'av. So shushachal b'tisha b'av, as he's saying, the mice of the minig is to be machmer on any type of kibbutz, because we could argue possibly, besides the fact that that has become the minig, it's improper to ignore the minig, but they could argue for two reasons that what we're doing nowadays is osur, because it could be considered kibbutz eretz Yisrael, because the water is more pure, and we could argue it's giyutz because we're adding the detergent. Comes from Mother Moses. What do we know? Because I'm tchilas v'shchedish ad akhar tenis. Our minigas start these things, the isur of kibbutz and wearing mechubosim, etc. Is we start from v'shchedish in lo tzarech mitzvah. With the exception of a case where it's a mitzvah. For example, going to Isha, Halaveshes Levonim, a woman who's changing her into her seven clean days, so she wears white garments. So if she doesn't have white garments, says Muteres Lechabes, Ulubish Levonim, Ulatzia Taftel. She's allowed to wash the garments, and she's allowed to don the garments, and she's allowed to put the new linens on her bed, which are Levonim, that's all mutter. But Tisha B'av itself, if that would be the day that she's switching over and she has to switch over, so lo tilbush levonim, rak leveshes cholok bodek v'yafa. So he says you wouldn't put on freshly laundered white garment, but if she has a garment which she could wear, which she knows she's checked beforehand, she knows that there's no kesem on it, so it won't mistakenly be understood to be a kesem from later on, because you know it's a clean art garment. She would check the garment and then use that garment. So that's an exception to our minig to be machmer. Also, b'chen the kol b'shabbos loyvshim klei pishtan matziyim levonim k'may b'shar shabbosos. So we're machmer the whole 9 days, which means we're going to definitely have a Shabbos, or possibly two Shabbos. We're going to definitely have a Shabbos in the 9 days. So the covered Shabbos, they would change into klipishtin, and they would put linens on the bed for Shabbos. So that's why on Shabbos we wear laundered items. Shabbos of
for my men or women with the
covered Shabbos? Yeah, either. That doesn't make a difference.
Is that was their custom to wear linen clothing on Shabbos?
I'm not sure.
I would have thought that was more like the Mechaba in those parts of the world, that they were wearing these types of white clothes. But I can't imagine. The Ramon, the Krakow, wore white clothes? White linen clothes?
I don't know.
Interesting. I thought he meant women. That's why.
I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, they made undergarments out of these things. I don't know. Well, so didn't Kalim Kavessas any Yehudis?
Doesn't say
Roshot.
Huh?
It says Roshim. Doesn't say Roshot.
Loshim is yeah, well, that's the plural. I mean, it applies to male also, right? Vasilitin Kalim Kavessas any Yehudis. L'chabes Mirash Kadosh, right? He can't give it to a non-Jewish cleaner, washerwoman, to wash after Rosh Chodesh, because you can't do it. You're not supposed to give it to the goy either. But our kadosh Rosh Chodesh mutalosis api avisha kavesis after Rosh Chodesh. If you give it in to them before Rosh Chodesh, the fact that they're washing after Rosh Chodesh is not your responsibility. Okay. That the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Chav. Asurim l'saper. So you can't take haircuts. And then the tilasiper nayim. Yes, there's been achronim in regards to get cutting fingernails. There are differences of opinion amongst achronim. Okay, and however, the tzarech tefilas mitzvah b'vadei shorei. This much will tell you if the woman is going to the mikvah, she needs to trim her nails, she may do so. Covered Shabbos, you'd be allowed to cut your fingernails. Shorei be'erev Shabbos, lital to tzipra naim. You know, because he's going on the Mechaber. Mechaber holds that the Isser only applies Shul Shechalbay. So discussing a haircut, erev Shabbos, so what's the case? Where's the problem? Where's the Shul Shechalbay? By definition, the Chayav Shabbos is the week before. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Make sense?
Say it one more time.
The Karna Mechaber, the Gemara, the Isra of Histapras and Kibbutz is the week of Tisha B'Av. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday, so Sunday and Monday is Shua Shechaba. Okay? So now he says, by the way, but getting a haircut cover Shabbos is mutter. Well, haircut cover Shabbos means on Friday, Erev Shabbos. So when's Tisha B'Av? So Tisha B'Av is Tuesday, so it's not Shul Shechalba anyway. You're allowed to get a haircut anyway. It's not the din of the Gemara, which is the Shulchan Aruch's Paskin. So the only case is the gay is the case where Tisha B'Av falls out to be on Shabbos. So it still falls out to be on Shabbos. The whole week is called the week of Tisha B'Av, even though we actually fast on Sunday. The verse is saying, but since Tishah B'Av falls out to be on Shabbos, that week is called Shua Shechalba. If Tishah B'Av falls out to be on a Sunday, which Tishah B'Av could, the ninth of Av is on Sunday, so there's no Shua Shechalba. Right? The week of Tishah B'Av is one day. Mash Ein Kain, when Tishah B'Av falls out to be on Shabbos, the ninth of Av is on Shabbos, so we're going to fast on the tenth of Av. But the actual day of Tisha B'Av Shabbos, the whole week is called Shua Shechalba. But on that, we say the Kavod Shabbos, you're allowed to get a haircut. So it means on the 8th of Av, you're allowed to get a haircut on the Kavod Shabbos. That's what we say. Otherwise, where's the case? It's irrelevant to say that it's mutter to get a haircut because of Kavod Shabbos and Shua Shechalba. Then you can comb your hair. See, when you can't get haircuts, and when you comb your hair, you know there's a sick ratio that you're taking out hair. Seek hair that you're taking out hair, but that's not histapras, that's not osur.
Why would that be a problem? Not Shabbos.
Well, he's just pointing out that in other words, if there's an issue of histapras of getting a haircut, so well, I'm getting a haircut, I'm pulling out my hairs. Oh, it's a secret ratio when I comb my hair that I pull out hairs.
That's a haircut. Okay.
So he's saying, no, that's not us. Well, but he's pointing out, but don't, because you finally got to be Shabbos, the secret ratio of pulling out hairs is us.
Right.
He's saying, over here, it's not us. This sir isn't pulling out hairs, this sir is getting a haircut. It's even though it's secret, it's definitely a psik saris, you're going to be posik saris, but that's okay. Chaval vel chabes. So then it's us to. Even if you're not planning to wear them until after Tisha B'Av. Why is it also? The nearer Kemasiya Daita may avail us. Because the process of getting involved in the laundering process is to be is person's mind get involved in that. It looks like he's taking his mind away from the Velus. Now, you know, you definitely understand in the world of based on that sewer alone, in the world where you take this big bucket and you go down to the river and you sit there pounding with your rocks on the thing, on the or you have your washer board, and you sit there for hours rubbing things against the washer board. You understand your Maseil Daisim and Avelis. You take it nowadays, you put it into the washing machine, you press a button, you walk away and come back 45 minutes later. But the Mishmur later on says a different reason that it's also. So in Mimbeis he says, the reason why it's also kibbutz is not it's not because it's also been malacha, but rather this is there's a certain contentment, etc., whatever is having washed clothing. So he said the ma'at besimcha and the haras avelus. That's he says over there. That's the argument over there. It's a little bit different than what he says over here. Okay. Chaf beis v'kibush alonu is mutter. Hanu shel chutzlars. So referring to the kibush of chutzlars, which more says about by bovel. Mutter v'shein a kibush yafa k'kibush eretz yisrael. It doesn't wash as well as in eretz yisrael. Okay, mutter l'chabes u'loniach arach artishabov. Therefore, to launder it and then leave it to wear at the tishabov is mutter. Din l'chabes l'lubosh b'chomolkim asar. However, to wash it and then don it now, that's going to be also, like the Shulchan Aruch points out. Klipishtin ha'anu yeshonim. Avaloi b'chadoshim ha'yotzim mitachas ha'machpish.
So, if having... the laundry done is Mitzvah Daisol Me'Avelus. What about Kibush Alano? Why is that different?
Well, I think that's the same. The Mishmur said later on the real he puts in a perspective of it that there's a certain contentment, the sense which comes with the laundry clothing. When they come out clean, it generates that. When it doesn't really generate it. Their clothing didn't come out clean. So then he said, Kli Pishton, there's no problem of Giyutz. It's like Kibbutz, which is Mutter. He says, Hano Yeshonim, it's referring to older Kli Pishton. Avaloi b'chadoshim, ha'yotzi mitachaz ha'machbesh. New ones who just came out from under the machbesh, which is, like, is the press that you press the clothing in. That apparently would have an isser of that type of Giyutz that they would do. So that's not the Evan Cholok, that's when I was using a press, etc. That's also. And they were apparently they were more common to do that with Chedoshim than they were with Yishonim. So there's no Isser of Giyutz, and they're like Kibush Lanu Tzmutter. Feel about Eretz Yisrael, Chavdala, even Eretz Yisrael, who are din, they have Mishum Kibush Lanu. They have no din Kibus, no din Giyutz, they're Kibush Lanu, and that's it. The Shulchan Aruch pointed out, however, that's all talking about the you allow them to process them. However, you may not wear them. I will also love the lovshon. How do feel him God and keeps and cut him shoes. Not only is it also if you did it now, but even if you did it beforehand, it's also. However, the minig became to machmer both on even things which are weaker than a mutter. Minig is not to wash and not to wear. But to mendoig lesser, I feel the chabes aloniach. The bush medina also bechol gavin. The ikir chiddush of the minig is not doing kibus and then leaving it. Wearing it now is mutter mikir is also mikir din. Then he says, some people say that our kibus is equivalent of the Giyutz of Bnei Bavel. The Kibush Shalonu, Rosh Hashanah, Mashem Mucha, Begamor, the Kibush Shalonu, Mutter, Hara Rakh, Shin, of Bnei Bavel. That Hatter of Kibush Shalonu is referring to Bnei Bavel. But other countries, however, that's not so. That's more Demeter, it's Israel. the Akiva Shalona was referring to the of Shabbani Babu. Can't start learning. Remember, Chenisa B'Shogunar Tefus Rishon Me'av Chareatzim. So the correct lashon is that's referring to the ones of Bnei Bavel, but ours is finished. It comes with a mother. Most says our minig is the machra from Rosh Chodesh until after the Tainus. And after Tainus Chabtes, Misha Ein Lo Elacholak Echad Yesh Lahato Lachabes from Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbos. This much we will say. Even though we said that a person only has one shirt during the week of Tisha B'Av may not wash it, but before. That which were machmer from the beginning of the 9 days, the Kabbat Shabbos, he could be machmer. He could be mekel. Then we said a woman who's levesh is levonim is v'teres l'chabes. So remember, I feel a b'shua shechal tishma v'liyos b'sayach. That's not only a heter of during the 9 days, which is not mikra din, but even the shua shechal, which is a mikra din, but the tzarech mitzvah is mutter. A tishma itself, however, we do not do that. She takes a garment which is, she knows is, she can check it over and see that it's clean. If she doesn't have that available, she can put on Tisha B'Av itself a white undergarment. The tzarech mitzvah legozu, because the tzarech mitzvah is never it's permitted. You can give it to a non-Jewish woman to wash the items for that purpose. You can put on klipishtim which have been laundered. You're allowed to put it on. You're also allowed to wash. We're not makel to launder. We're just makel to wear laundered. Okay, me ain't look sent us to Shabbos. Yesh Lachol, but doesn't have what to wear for Shabbos, so we could be makel. Because it's not Shul Shechalba yet, so it's only Osir Melta Minig. The Kabbat Shabbos, we can be makel to do a wash. Okay, me ain't look sent us to Shabbos. If you give it to a non-Jewish washer person, that's for sure mutter. But tisper is also filled with Shabbos. But love hoki emigil mistaper b'chol shvuah v'ayin b'bir lach. However, our minig is not to take haircuts from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. That's not mutter the Kabbat Shabbos because we don't necessarily take haircuts every Erev Shabbos.
So where do we have the makar not to take haircuts from the 3 weeks?
He's going to mention that later on.
From this is mashma.
From Rosh Chodesh. Okay, v'ayin b'ir locha. Zoro says that explicitly. It's not like that. Fine. You can change the tablecloths. But to change into new linens for your beds, the minhag is to be machmer. What's going on? You can't give it to a non-Jewish woman to wash for you from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. Even though you told her to wash after Tisha B'Av, so you're giving it to now during the 9 days, telling her to wash after Tisha B'Av. Kam ken osur. The reason why it tells us the minhag is not to do that. If you say explicitly wait after Tisha B'Av to wash, you ought to give it in to her after Rosh Chodesh with the explicit request that it's only washed after Tisha B'Av. This is from Eli Rabba Vivi or Priva Gunn quotes him. So if Pishtun, which is, that was their undergarments, were Pishtun, so you could be Samech on that. Acher Rosh Chodesh. They give it to her beforehand, even though she's going to actually do the washing afterwards, is mutter. But then a feeling to chabas a shul shechal tishah b'av. It's only not only is it mutter after Rosh Chodesh, which you could think it means before the week of Tisha B'av. No, even during the week of Tisha B'av also, if you gave it to before Rosh Chodesh and she's washing it during the week of Tisha B'av, we don't care. That's not our responsibility. Dalit. So the mechaber says sif dalit. The achar time is mutzla saper lechabes miyad. After the time is allowed to immediately get a haircut or wash clothing. We'll see that later on. There's a minute. Wait till the next day. But over here, he says that right away. By Shabbos, if the Shabbos falls out on either on Motzi Shabbos or on Shabbos, we nichol lachar Shabbos, then it's a nidchot after Shabbos. Either way, you're fasting on starting with Motzi Shabbos. Mutar b'shtei Shabbosos ben shekhar matanis ben shacharav. So the mechaber, the first sheet of the mechaber is no shur shechalbay. The mechaber says that. If the case of Tisha B'Av is Motzi Shabbos, the 9th of Av is Motzi Shabbos, Shabbos is the 8th of Av, so no Shavuot Shechalba for sure. The Mechaber presents over here an argument, but in the case where you're with the 9th of Av is on Shabbos, and you fast on the 10th of Av. Do we look at the week beforehand as the week of Shavuot Shechalba, which would be the Pashas? He says, no, the Maaseh, you're not fasting that week. The Mechaber says, in that situation, it's called the no Shavuot Shechalba. Some say no. That the week beforehand is prohibited, it has in a Shur Shechalbay. But on the other hand, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, we're going to make certain leniencies to cover Shabbos.
In that case, there would not be a Shur Shechalbay at all. Saying if let's say Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and you push it till Sunday.
He's saying the mikra.
So then, basically, that whole week is not shvu shachalbay. So then, there is no shvu shachalbay.
Correct. So at the first sheet of the mechaber, in both cases, no shvu shachalbay. Then he says there's a yesh mishanogu lesser called shvu shalafanav. They say no, it's also the week beforehand. So there's a shvu shachalbay. But on yom shchemish and yom shishi, certain prohibitions were lifted because of the kavod Shabbos. Our minig is to start to prohibit kibbutz already from Rosh Chodesh, and haircuts we start from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Okay. Lama Vav. Lachra Tainis Mutal Sapper. Kabbal Chemish Mutal Basabiyayim. According to this, if you can, possibly Yayin in Medina the Gemara was only ushered by the citizen of Sakis. So we see that the issue of laundering something or haircuts is more chomer than Basar B'Yayin, because Basar B'Yayin is only ushered one meal beforehand, and they're ushered the whole week beforehand. But I'm telling you, it's mutter to get a haircut right away after Tisha B'Av. So then for sure it's mutter to have Basar B'Yayin right away after Tisha B'Av. Right? That should be true.
In Siv Gimel, he lists the Mechaber lists a whole bunch of different things. He includes haircuts in there, and then the Ramah says, which he's including everything. So what is it like? It's just not meduyek. I mean,
right? That's true. The haircuts is ready. The point is,
we just said that
our minhag is done earlier. So
it's almost like he's contradicting himself.
Right. So what he's saying is, our minhag is done earlier. And by Rosh Chodesh, everything is in place. And something's ready or also maybe even beforehand. That's what he's adding in the next.
Yeah.
So
if you just took a vacation, like, right before this one.
Be very bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
That's like the drama in your bed before you go to sleep, right? The Abarbanel in the bed before you go to sleep.
Oh, it's the Abarbanel. I thought it was the Mor Nevuchim. So you'd be left with all the questions.
Right.
And then you'd eat the child and you fall asleep.
Right, so don't do that. Come on, remember, Mashmut is a yayin. Vashem Loigim is a bus of yayin on Shabbos Nachem. We'll have a minute to extend the Isra bus of yayin until Shabbos, the following Shabbos, Shabbos Nachem. Sherman the Minhaga shall tosu in Torah Torah. It's definitely incorrect. There's no need to be matter to make a special Torah Sadorim. It's automatically bought. Bach, I'm going to run my scheme of the Torah Torah. If you've been doing like that, you want to change, you must do a Torah Sadorim. Uba Oichlo Hitiru. And until they went through the Torah Sadorim process, so that minig schleps with it a certain gamkein l'sarper l'chabis ad yom chamisha to make over the Shabbos. Okay. B'ayim and Ramah shakosu v'oid b'nizze. Miyad. You like that immediately. V'ayim k'mam b'sim tov kuf chav ches b'achronim. The mitzvah of minhag yesh lizor b'zem yom asiri ad chasoy. So yeah, the mitzvah is a minute. So chasoy so yom not eat basar and drink wine. Shinog al esor la mitches. The minhag is to ask the kosher in the case where tishah falls out on Shabbos, the holy kofar becomes the din of shul shechalboi. That's all talking about when the 9th of Ob is Shabbos and you're fasting the 10th of Ob. However, even this minhag agrees, but if the actual day of Tisha B'Av is Motzi Shabbos, Shabbos is the 8th of Ob, so then there's no minhag to be machmer because there's no Shua Shechal, but Tisha B'Av is the first day of the next week. So that we answer these things. Except for Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi. Lamates. Shemutu l'kob b'shavas, I only have a sip cut in lama base. Tzarek leilat l'merchak and b'shuva shechal boi Tisha B'Av. A person has to travel distance in the week of Tisha B'Av. Mutu l'itin l'chavesis akum l'chavis b'klipishtin l'chama shabosis tzarek l'aderek. You're allowed to go give the washerwoman your garments for her to prepare to take with you for the trip. So you need to have your garments with you for the trip and you're allowed to have them clean. The minhag is mitzchilas v'shchodesh. V'zo af didan lo nihigim mirish. I'm sorry. Well, look at him. Shein roi b'tzir b'yachalim lamad. We don't extend the iser before v'shchodesh because that would be too much for the tzibur to be able to accept. However, getting haircuts, we said we were Machmer from the 17th of Tammuz. He says, and we'll talk about that. Talk about that more. Okay, let's hold it here.